USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Special Forces conducted what the Pentagon says was a successful counterterrorism operation in northwestern Syria against al-Qaeda members early Thursday. People on the ground after the raid said at least 13 people were killed, including women and children. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said in a brief statement there had been no U.S. casualties in the Special Operations Forces mission, and more information would be released when available. This Syrian witness on NBC News says, quote, "We heard fire. There was shelling from airplanes and machine guns," end quote. President Biden's press secretary, Jen Psaki, said the U.S. officials are boycotting the Winter Olympics because of China's treatment of the Uyghur minority amounts to ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity. This diplomatic boycott by U.S. and several other Western countries is symbolic. The athletes from all these countries are still competing. The Winter Olympics begin Friday. USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A convicted school shooter and murderer from nearly 4 years ago has his sentencing delayed.
The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Army said Wednesday will immediately begin discharging soldiers who have refused to get the mandatory COVID-19 vaccine, putting more than 3,300 service members at risk of being discharged soon. The Army's announcement makes it the final military to lay out its discharge policy for vaccine refusers. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the President and the Attorney General visit New York City today to discuss the crime wave running rampant in the Big Apple, former NYPD Lieutenant Darren Porcher on Fox Business says this is merely a distraction to the root cause. Soft on crime, district attorneys not holding criminals accountable.
I think this is a troubling trend, and we need to do something about it. We need to interdict it immediately. When we speak in the wake of Joe Biden coming to the city of New York and having a meeting with the governor and the mayor in connection with gun crimes, I think that this is more of a distraction, because what you're going to hear is the introduction of gun control laws. But we have the toughest gun control laws on the books in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. However, the common denominator is we have district attorneys that are not willing to uphold the rule of law. You have to enforce the laws on the books. Don't focus on gun control. Joe Biden is running around with his hair on fire in the wake of the up-and-coming midterm elections, and he's looking to get information out there as if he's standing towards public safety, but that's not the case. Our fallen comrades in the NYPD are prime examples of the crime control strategies not working.
The nation's first stretch of road to wirelessly charge electric vehicles while they're in motion on the highway will begin testing next year in Detroit. Electrion Wireless, an Israeli company whose plug-free charging infrastructure is already being tested in Europe, will deploy its first U.S. pilot in Detroit, Michigan's Central District. USA Radio News.